Hello everybody, thanks a lot for your virtual presence. My name is Ludovic Gasc. I'm pretty happy to present you the third edition of FOSDEM JavaScript DevRoom 2021. JavaScript is the main programming language for the web, and now it's also possible to implement production-ready desktop applications, mobile applications, and backends with Node.js. It's used by most important companies like Google, Microsoft, or Facebook, and even by SpaceX to build the user interface used by astronauts to pilot the Dragon. You will have the pleasure to discover today the awesome schedule especially built for you with the major contribution of our speakers. I'm grateful of all FOSDEM volunteers to organize this online event, especially Fabien Benitou and Akegis. The floor is yours, Kate.
Hi everyone, I'm Kate. I work for Hackages, and Hackages is a tech education company based in the Netherlands and Belgium. Actually, for a few years in a row, together with Ludovic and Fabienne, you will be seeing a little bit later in the call, we used to organize JavaScript DevRoom physically in Belgium. And this is the first year the conference is happening online. So it's really, really great to welcome you all. So many great talks were registered. Curious to listen to all of them. And just to give a little bit more information, who is Hackages, what we do. We organize a lot of free events to benefit JavaScript community. So if you're already skilled with JavaScript and want to learn new stuff like new frameworks, you're always welcome to attend some of our events. We organize a lot of meetups and a lot of hack jams. Free. You are welcome to learn new stuff with us. And actually at Hackages, we have a bunch of developers who work in on open source applications as well. And one of these applications is still open source called HackJam. It's free platform where people can follow a learning path and access different courses. And I just wanted to pass microphone to my open source engineer, is my colleague at Hackages, Fabien, and he will explain a little bit more about the concept.
Thank you, Kate. Hello, everyone. I'm Fabien Collin, open source developer in Hackages. In Hackages, we were used to do Hack Friday. It was a day where we shared knowledge between all the engineers. But due to the COVID, it's not possible anymore. So we decided to create a platform to share our knowledge. The good news is that this platform will be available online. In this platform, you got a lot of applications, and those applications are broken. The way to learn is to try to fix those applications with a test-driven development approach. I will show you a little demo about it. You can access the platform address app.hackjam.io. When you are on the platform, just log in. Then you can choose the exam you want to do. I will take this one. Just click the start button, and there it will create a repository on our server for you. When the repo is created, you can clone it on your own computer. So this exam has 13 exercises, but they are locked. You can only do the first one. After you finish the first one, it will unlock the second one, and so on. Take the address of the repo, open a terminal, and just clone it. Then go to the repo, open an editor. So it will be called, yeah. And then you can start learning there. In each exercise, you will have in the instruction folder, you will have the instruction. So it said, install the dependency with npm install. So I will do this. npm install. It will take a little bit time to install, but anyway. Then when I finish to install the dependency, I will need to start the app, run the test. And what's the purpose of this exercise? For the exercise one, I need to see the app without errors and see the movie list. Okay. And then you got a lot of, those are ints. If you are stuck in the exercise, you can read a little bit more about React, because this one is React. I don't really use React. I prefer Angular, but it's up to you. this is not the point. But yeah, so we will need to wait a little bit to install all the dependencies. When the dependencies install, you can start the app with npm or yarn. I just start the app, and then I saw that the application is broken. But yeah, this is normal. This is the auto we learn. So how can I fix this? I saw I got an error this there, and yeah, okay. This is React, so I don't have to use class. I have to use class name in React. So we take all those class and set up class name. Save it. Okay, it's compiling now. So let's go. Okay, the app is working now, but we don't have the movie there. But yeah, okay. First thing is fixed. Maybe just run the test and then test, and then we will see if the test pass or not. This is TDD. And okay, I still got errors. What do I see? App should render the movie titles. Okay, to render the movie titles, here in the app, I suppose. I will not need this anymore. Okay, remove this, and then I will need the movies. Just map this. I will need movie. For each movie, what I will do, it's up. I will display something, so for each movie I will return. And we will see what's happened. Okay, let me go there. Just refresh it. Okay, we got all the movie there. Okay, so this is fixed. And so once again, just run the test. Okay, you see all the tests are green, so it's okay. It seems I finished the first exercise. So when the first exercise finish, let's say I run the test, I've done it, and then commit and push your work. So I will commit. Just up, commit, and okay. I commit my exercise, so the platform will run some more tests on your exercise, and if your code is okay, or it will check your code, and if the code is clean, it will pass to the exercise 2. Okay, the test passed, and exercise 1 is complete. Exercise 2 is unlocked. So to go to the exercise 2, I can use this command to check out the second branch. But this will not be part of this presentation. For now, I hope you will take a lot of pleasure to learn with this platform. And I will pass the floor to our communication manager. It's Rihanna. Bye, everyone.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rihanna, and I'm the growth hacker and head of marketing at Hackages. So now you learn a little bit about the platform. Let's see what we want to do with it. At Hackages, we want to make education accessible for all developers and create a learning path for them that optimizes and upgrades their knowledge. How? Through different kinds of events. For example, we offer free webinars around different topics that are trendy and developers have thirst in learning about them, such as domain-driven design with CQRS event sourcing. Or we also organize HackJam evenings and launches where developers are given a broken application and they fix it during that session. These kind of sessions are normally very interactive and people go crazy about them. And all is done through the HackJam platform. And of course, we also offer trainings for individuals and teams tailored to what they want to focus on and where they want to grow. So if you want to know what we are offering in our trainings and in our events, click on the link below and get more information on that. Back to you, Fabian.
Hey, so thanks everyone at HackAgis. My name is Fabien Benito. I helped a little bit this year to set up the JavaScript Dev Room. As you might see from the t-shirt, I've been to FuzzDev a couple of times also to help the JavaScript and the Python Dev Room. And I'm really happy to be here, even though virtually this year again. And I wanted to step back a bit. Of course, I have a bias for JavaScript, but I think open source, free software, legal software really makes our lives better. And I don't have a good way to formulate it. So I was reading last month, actually, the Cathedral and the Bazaar that I recommend to everyone. So I'm just going to read a quick quote for you about it. So it's page 198. To behave like a hacker, you have to believe that the thinking time of other hackers is precious. So much so that it's almost a moral duty for you to share information, solve problems, and then give the solutions away just so other hackers can solve new problems instead of having to perpetually readdress old ones. That's really some for me of really the core of open source is, yeah, sure, software, writing software can be extremely fun, can be really a puzzle for the mind to solve. But what's most exciting for me are new puzzles, not one that I've been done before. That's why I do prototyping. But even for software in general, and especially when software controls basically everything in our life, on how we can do, how we use our bank account, make a bit of, or try to do at least some trading online on stocks, to controlling the light in our house, to creating objects. Software is really everywhere. And making software free and open source or lib or any of those really makes our lives better. So I want to thank you all for being there. I want to mention that we'll be on the Matrix chat if there is any question, if you want to ask also a question to the speakers. But yeah, thank you so much to the speakers for being with us. Thank you all for being here. And yeah, let's make the world better by sharing our knowledge about software. Thank you.